Councillor of Eigg, Laura Corgi, welcome along to tonight's edition of The Late Session. Well, tonight on the programme, how you can learn Irish music on the World Wide Web. And we'll also be returning to some of the old acetates records that we were talking about on the programme last week. Some great music from Leo Rosen on tonight's programme. Fanny Gilling. Off tonight though with a couple of new releases which came our way during the week. First of all, from a young Dublin tin whistle player, Gavin Whelan. This is his debut solo album, and on this particular selection of reels he's joined by the Cork concertina player Egon Lynch. Thank you. Gavin Whelan and Aegon Lynch together, and that's taken from Gavin's new solo album, just quite simply entitled Gavin Whelan as well. Three reels, John Brady's first of all, composed by the County Offaly flute player, then Palmer's Gate, a composition of the late Joe Liddy's, and finally Teddy Casey's reel at the end there. Owen O'Neill, Ian Lamb and Colin Murphy on the accompanying instruments on that track. From Gavin Whelan's brand new solo album, which will be officially launched at a concert in the Cobblestone in Dublin on this coming Wednesday night. And from a new CD from one capital city to a new CD from the other capital city, this is North Craig from Cork, Cork-based band. Their second CD, and the title of the album is Mi Daza, which tells me here on the cover of the album that it's Cork slang, meaning very pleasant, excellent, harbour, gahintach, and so on and so forth. But that's the title of the new album anyway from the band North Craig. Really enjoyed their first album, and this one sounds pretty good as well. Selection of polkas here from it tonight. The Tormore Polka, The Cobbler, Aidan Coffees, and the last one is a composition of the great Shetland Island fiddle player Willie Hunter, and it's called The Race Classic. Thank you. selection of polkas there, which they call the Race Classic, taken from the new album from North Craig. Midaza is the title of the album, just released within the last couple of days, but just come as far as me within the last couple of days anyway, on the Magnetic Music record label, and joined on that track, as indeed they are on quite a number of tracks on the album, by a French clarinet player by the name of Bernard Soubert. Well, the instrumental music on the programme tonight so far might be new, but the first song that we're going to hear on the programme certainly isn't, because this is taking us back to 1978, and Christy Moore, we haven't heard from Christy for quite some time on the programme. Select series of concerts that he recorded, which while he was playing in Dowlings and Prosperous and Trinity in Dublin and the Grapevine Arts Centre in Dublin and the Meeting Place in Dublin as well. And the subsequent album was called Live in Dublin, featuring himself with Donal Lunny and Jimmy Faulkner. This is a lovely song called Bogey's Bonnie Bell. And I think he has a little bit of an introduction here at the beginning of it.
Well, I know four people who sing this song, and I've heard them all singing it, and two of them are dead. I'd like to sing it now.
Sounds like
That's lovely there. I know one of the people that Christy Moore was referring to there that he heard singing it who has not died is Mary Black, because she recorded it, I think, on the very first General Humbert album many years ago. Lovely song indeed, Bogey's Bonnie Bell there from Christy Moore, with some lovely guitar work from Jimmy Faulkner and Donal Lunny there as well. And that's going back to 1978 to Christy's Live in Dublin album. Well, back to Cork again now, and music from Owen O'Rivik here on pipes and Conor O'Grada on flute, accompanied by Alec Finn and Colin Murphy making his second appearance on the programme tonight. Three jigs, the Blooming Meadows, King of the Pipers, and Give Us a Drink of Water. Rivig and Conal O'Grada together there. And Owen and Conal are two of the people involved in a new company which has just been started up on the internet called Skulltrad.com, and it's described here as the first truly interactive online music school. Owen O'Rivik, Conal O'Grada and Kevin Blacken have come together to offer classes online for all musical abilities on fiddle, flute, illan pipes and tin whistle. Well, Kevin Blacken is the third member. We heard music there from Owen and from Conal, and Kevin Blacken is the third member of this new venture, and I met Kevin in Dublin recently and asked him first of all to explain to me what Skulltrad is all about.
Basically, what we've done is we've set up the world's first truly interactive music school on the internet. And needless to say, it's going to be based on Irish music. And we are up and running since last Friday, and things are going fine.
Tell us exactly now what happens when somebody logs into the website, what exactly do they do in order to learn Irish music?
Okay, basically when you click on www.skulltrad.com, you come to the homepage, and at the homepage there are four or five different icons of different instruments, depending on which instrument you want. You click on that particular instrument. When you click on your instrument, you're given an option then of three different levels of classes. You can have a total beginners, an intermediate, and an advanced. So really, you know, that's up to yourself to decide what stage you're at yourself. So you click on, again, whichever stage you want, and you download that onto your computer. And you belt away, and the classes are divided into five different stages. The first stage would be the tune played at a particularly slow pace with all sorts of loop facilities and everything. So if there's any particular part of the tune that you're having difficulty with, you can loop it and you can learn it. Also, as a learning aid, you'll also have staff notation written out beside you. So if people are finding, you know, have difficulty learning by ear, they can refer to the staff notation, that sort of thing. The next stage then is the tune played at a slightly faster pace, which is kind of really for people who've kind of, when you have the melody, when you have it sussed, that you can play along at a slightly faster pace. And then the next stage is the technical stage, where we will demonstrate a few of the basic techniques that we'd use in playing the tune. And following that, then we have variation stage, where we show how, demonstrate really how you vary the melody. And then that's basically it.
So the person is somewhere in the world, downloads this, goes through all the motions and that, but there is a system there for feedback as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah. When you finish, when you learn your tune and learn your techniques, etc., what you do then, you have an opportunity to have direct access to the tutor. And this is done by way of recording your own playing onto the hard disk, converting it into an MP3 file and sending it back to whichever tutor you have for an assessment. And that's kind of the whole unique thing about the actual school, is that interactive thing that's on the net.
So the idea being then that you get the file back, you listen to whoever it is playing the tune on the fiddle, and you send them back, then you tell them what they're doing wrong, how they could improve in various different ways and that type of thing.
That's exactly it, yeah. Bang on. So it kind of, you know, what stands apart from other kind of tutors is that, like, you know, normally if you're going to Dublin Airport, you can buy any vast amount of tutors on tin whistles or anything, on flutes and what have you. But that's it, you're on your own then. This thing is, you know, the unique thing, as I said about it, and the beauty of it, that support is there for you all the time, you know.
Who's it aimed at, Kevin?
Oh, well, I suppose it's aimed at people who are trying to learn traditional music. Not so much in Ireland, because being people in Ireland have kind of relatively easy access to tutors and to teachers, but like people who are living in America, people who are living in the continent, etc. You know, we see them all the time at the Willie Clancy Week and what have you, who save up their few bob every year to come home just to have access to teachers and to guidance, you know. So now, like, we're hoping to provide a service for them that at least, you know, that we're at the end of a mouse, so to speak.
Would you say it's fair to say that, I mean, that this could be very much complimentary to people who do come, say, for the summer? You mentioned the Willie Clancy Week there, for any of our schools who come over and then maybe feel a little bit isolated during winter because they don't get feedback and that sort of thing, that this would be actually complimentary to, say, coming over here during the summer?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's the whole idea of it. And we're hoping too that if the demand was there, that we would certainly go and we could kind of do underground workshops for them. If there was, you know, if there was a group of them in a certain particular area, we'd certainly go there and do that, you know.
What instruments are covered apart from obviously yourself with the fiddle?
Well, Conal is doing the flute, Onorivic doing pipes. We're hoping within the next few weeks to have banjo, bowron, accordion, and concertina included.
Okay, that's the musical end of it. What about the technical? Because obviously there's an awful lot of technical work has gone into setting up the website and doing all the technical work behind it.
There has, yeah. The actual whole website was designed by a company called DCP, which are based out in Blanchardstown, Dublin. And we got finances for that because we actually won a competition which was run by a subsidiary of Udras na Gaeltachta called Mílis na Gaeltachta. And we won a few bob in a competition before Christmas. And the competition was aimed at, the competition was for companies to set up e-based businesses in the Gaeltachta. And that was the whole, we entered the competition and we won a few bob. It was a great help to us. And obviously we've had to, you know, put a few bob of our own money into it also, mm-hmm. You know. So they're actually looking after the technical end of things. And Conal and Owen, has a kind of a technical background himself in that he's an engineer and all that. And Owen is kind of that sort of thing too. Needless to say, I'm not.
I was just going to say, what about yourself? What does it cost people? I mean, obviously, this is run by credit card, I presume.
That's right, yeah. It costs people for a lesson £25 for the lesson, is what it is.
And that includes getting the feedback and that sort of thing when they send you back the file?
It does, yeah. That includes assessments. Also, like what it means too, is that they can keep this lesson on their desktop for as long as they want, you know, so they can have it as a point of reference and, you know, whenever they need it.
Do you see this growing very big? I mean, everybody talks about e-business and that being the big thing, future and all that sort of thing. I mean, are you looking at this as being as becoming a seriously big business at some stage?
Oh, really think that far down the line, Anya? So long as it's, you know, if we can kind of survive in the first year of its viable, you know, we'd be happy enough with that. As regards to business, you know, the demand, there's no doubt about it, the demand is out there. The technology hopefully will improve in the next year or two, that the product will be able to, you know, it'll get better and better all the time. But I don't think we're getting the best possible product out of the technology that's available, you know.
Okay, just remind us again about the website address.
www.skulltrad.com.
Okay, Kevin, just before I let you go, what are you, apart from teaching music on the internet now, what else are you doing musically yourself at the moment?
I've played a few tunes here and there. I have an album coming out in the next 3 weeks with Davies. It's a duet album, just fiddle and pipes, just no accompaniment, no notes, so it's just straight down the middle.
And we look forward very much hearing that. Kevin, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you.
Kevin Black and that's Two Reels, Brereton's and Leslie's, accompanied by Noreen O'Donoghue there. And the address, the web for Skulltrad is Skulltrad, that's SCLtrad.com. And it really is quite simple to find your way around the site as well, presented by Kevin, Conal O'Grada and Rivik together there. And also looking forward very much to hearing music from that new, from Kevin Black and Davy Spillane together. Well, last programme we heard music from Paddy Killoran from Remastered It, Acetate Discs, that had been in RTE since '99. More of the same we're going to hear tonight, and tonight we're going to feature of the great Leo Rosum. Not all RTE recorded, because a couple of these remastered acetates are actually from Cusks. The first two here taken from a HE78 record. And first of all, we listen to two from Leo Rosum, The Primrose Lass and The Ivy Leaf.
Thank you.
Broken Pipes there from the late Leo Rosen, taken from a HMV, which has been remastered in recent times by Harris Schlieffers here on the programme. Two reels, The Primrose Last there. And we were talking to Kevin Blacken just a few minutes ago about learning through the internet. And interestingly, I mentioned at the end of last week's programme that music from Leo Rosen on the programme tonight, and had an email from Kevin, who you may remember was a guest on the programme. But Kevin mentions to me that there is a website now which has a lot of graphs, etc., in relation to the late Leo Rosen, and you can get in touch with that website at www.leorosen.ipfox, that's ip.com, leorosen.ipfox.com, to know about the late Leo Rosen. A couple of reels coming to a recording made in RTE on the 16th of February 49, The Sligo Maid and Miss McLeod's. Sligo Maid and Miss McLeod's there from 1949. Well, have a listen to this now from 10 years later, 14th of 59, from the City Newsreel.
Christmas shoppers can this week add the country's new present lists. It's just out today, and Ed Rosen, King of the Pipers, pressed for a new Irish Cladder Records. I have here in the studio with me now a director of the company, and Garrett, I'd like to ask you first the foundation of this company.
Well, we felt there was a for more records of Irish interest, and in particular for the Irish music.
And I know that you yourself are very deep in traditional music. Do you feel a sort of push it?
Well, I feel that there are enough records for anybody who wanted them. They are practically a matter of necessity.
Yes. What about other discs for your new company?
Well, I aim to have a large number, but we have four, which include Brendan Behan, Margaret Bann, and Ali McMahona.
How are you going to next one? Will you wait for the profits for this to come in before you...
That's precisely what we will do, yes, although the second well underway already.
Yes, yes, but basically one disc, then for
the
two
next.
More and then for...
Yes.
Yes. Well, finally, I'd like to say a word about your record cover. What's its significance?
Leo Rosen playing the Fox Chase for Lady, otherwise known as Molly O'Rourke, who is Birmingham and North Galway Foxhounds.
I see. Well, nice out. What better way than to listen to Leo Rosen?
Well, I have a Carl Jones there in conversation with Garrett Brown. 14th of recommending that Leo Rosen album, The Christmas Shopping List in 1959. It's quite amazing. 42 years ago now since that recording was made, and it was on Radio Éireann at the time, and also survived and was remastered for us there once again by Harry Bradshaw. Finally, Rosen comes from a Decca record, again a 78. Actually, we don't have a date on this one, but it's a wonderful piece. It's Leo Rosen, final piece from Leo on the programme tonight, and Juice of Piping from Leo Rosen. Awesome. The Ace and Juice of Piping, and that's from Leo Rosen there. Set Dance from Leo Decca, 78, once again remastered by Harry Bradshaw. And again on the programme over the next number of weeks. And next week on the programme, 61 from the great County Sligo fiddle player Fred Fitt. And speaking of County Sligo fiddle players, our next musician, a young fiddle player from County Sligo, who I would imagine wasn't even born and made those recordings that we'll be listening to next week. This is exactly from County. He was actually originally from County Clare, but has lived very much under the influence of the South Sligo. Two jigs here, lovely jigs from Oisín MacDiarmid on guitar, and also by Tristan Rosenstock on a composition of Tommy Peoples, and called quite simply Tommy Peoples' Jig, posed by Michael Dwyer from Castletown Bear in County Cork. And one, this is Michael Dwyer's jig. Shop Oisín MacDiarmid. Thank you. Very nice indeed, isn't it, from the lovely album that himself and Brian Fitzgerald and Micheál O'Rooney released together last year on the Chloe Con of the label. That was Oisín MacDiarmid from South County Sligo there with Tommy Peoples and Michael Dwyer's Jigs. Well, that's about all we have time for on tonight's edition of the programme. Hope you enjoy the music and that you'll join us again at the same time next week. I mentioned that we'd have music from Fred Finn, and we'll also be hearing about a most unusual event which will be taking place in a couple of months' time on Inisir in the Aran Islands, and that's a Bowron Summer School. More about that on the programme next week. We rarely finish the programme with a song, but we're going to do it tonight because of the fact that it's Good Friday and Easter weekend, and to mark the occasion, we'll finish tonight's programme with Joseph O'Hanio and his wonderful version of Oran na Páise. Good evening, Aron Miglichéile. Rish Gulúla Cunadé, that's what I'm going to make Jerry Shachna Jass Algiv Algis Slonga Fóil.
Yakın vinish Vilja kærin tumba ni hókjur kett parsi a hógin tangil vín í fí. Ta sé ráti eð dargur útvátjú Lesil magaf marísi Gæirin kalacht í fækis og bata Hóar mörðis líklaðas Allúla es allú allú es allú